Let's talk about that. What are the key things you're looking for in like the financials of a business when you're evaluating them for either purchase or sale?
Yeah, in terms of the financials, clearly the first thing that we are looking at is, how clean are the financials, right? And by that, I really mean, are the books done professionally, or is it just your spouse kind of dabbling in it and creating something and filing a tax return where it's garbage in, garbage out? So some of those things we are looking for. We are also looking for the last 3 years of, like I said, good bookkeeping, tax returns for the last 3 years. The fewer the add backs, the better. So what we are trying to get to with those financial statements is we understand that, look, as a business owner, you're trying to minimize your tax burden as much as possible. So therefore, you might have taken a bunch of deductions that are not related to your business. That's okay. I mean, who am I to tell people how they should do their accounting? But
Yeah.
what I do is what I want to present to the buyer is a clean picture. So I rebuild their financials, right? Or I recast their financials to show the true operating income or the operating cash flow of the business, because that's what the valuation is based off of. So this is the amount of money that a buyer can reasonably expect to make when they own the business, assuming that they run the business exactly like the previous owner was running, right? So that's the objective. So the cleaner the starting point that we have from the financials that's presented to us by the buyer, the better it is. If I have to do a lot of adjustments to it, right? At this, that, and the other, because the seller just went crazy and just wrote off everything that they could think of in their personal life, then I have to add all of that back. Adding that back is not a problem. It just erodes your credibility a little bit with the buyer, right? So the more adjustments there are to those financial statements that I have to make, the more it kind of, makes a buyer think as to what's going on here, and this is not a very clean business. So that is what I'm looking at. And then there are occasions when there is unreported income or unreported expenses in the business. And that can be really bad, right? Because not only are you not reporting your stuff correctly to the IRS, but if you now tell me that, oh, there's another $200,000 of income you had that was in cash, but you never reported it, and you want me to include that as part of the financials that are reported to the buyer, and you want credit for it in terms of valuation, that can become problematic, right?
Yeah, because then the
So,
IRS has to get involved and all that.
well, not necessarily. The IRS, may not. So, IRS is a separate thing, right? I can't give people accounting or tax advice, right? And like I said earlier, I don't get involved in, how people want to do their financials and their taxes, right? That's their business. I'm just saying from a sale perspective, right? It's very hard to convince that you had more income than you reported return and stuff like that. Another problem that I see very often in the financials is the treatment of inventory, right? So if you've got significant inventory in your business, and this is a very common problem that I see, that as you know, inventory is supposed, when you buy inventory, it's supposed to go on your balance sheet as an asset, and then as you use it, you move it over from the balance sheet into the income statement as cost of goods. So many people, knowingly or unknowingly, right, they just expense everything right away, right? They just write everything off it as cost of goods sold. Well, it's great for their taxes, right? It reduces their taxable income because they're showing a large expense. However, it's now reduced your business income and therefore your valuation. So it's very hard to then go back in time because you've already filed the tax return and everything for the previous years to now make the journal entry and say, no, this thing actually is an asset, it's not an expense. So if that is a problem, and it very often is, then that's something I look out for, because the value of your business could be substantially higher than what your accounting is showing because of that reason. But at the same time, how are you going to establish that that really is the case? if you haven't really been counting inventory at the end of each month or each quarter or each year and making a journal entry, right, to adjust your books and therefore correctly showing them in the tax return, it's hard to walk that back unless you can really prove it with paperwork and whatever it is.